It's a Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, Copa night at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Eric Bach joined by Elijah Nunez, 4-for-4 with 2 walks last night. Best game of his professional career so far. And he's got to feel good waking up the next day after a night like that, trying to build on it, right?
Yeah, 100%. Just trying to do, just do what I can to help the team win. I'm just here to do my part and help them score runs, honestly. So,
and a lot of runs recently for the Fred Nats. I want to talk about your build-up to coming here. TCU goes to Omaha. You guys have that magical run in the postseason. How much do you think that prepared you for the start of your pro career?
Well, I mean, honestly, going to the College World Series and even getting there, you had to face so many good arms that it was like, I mean, I'm seeing pretty much what I saw for the past, month and a half in the run to the College World Series. So, I mean, it helped tremendously, but it all comes down to just playing baseball. It's all the same game. So,
and for you, for a Nationals fan that is seeing you for the first time, how would you describe yourself to Nats fans as a baseball player?
I would say I'm very energetic, and I play the game hard, and I just think I'm exciting. I'm an electric player, and I do everything explosively. So, I let my game talk for itself. But I'd say just fun to watch, honestly.
And for you now, as a part of this draft class that has come here and had such a big impact, what has it been like for you coming here with these guys and playing with all these guys like Dylan Cruz, Yo-Yo, Andrew Pinckney? Like, you guys seem like a pretty gelled, cohesive group.
Yeah, 100%. All these guys they're phenomenal. It's cool for me to, as a 14th rounder, to be with some of these guys that are first, second rounders, third, fourth rounders, and these kids are, they're just as good as better than some of the dudes in double A, triple A. And it's like, I'm just learning as much as I can from them for as long as I can. So, I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing experience, and I'm just excited to keep playing with them.
You have a college teammate, Riley Cornelio, that has been here all season, a draft pick last year. That's got to provide an extra level of comfort somebody that that was already here.
100%. I text him as soon as I got the news, and I was like, What's every day like? Like, what's it like? And he was like, you're going to love it. Fredericksburg is beautiful. The fans, the stadium. And I was just excited to get down here.
You agree with that assessment about the fans and the stadium?
100%. This is amazing. This Fredericksburg is the place to be.
Not quite the typical quote unquote minor league experience that you hear about, right?
Nah, it's almost like I'm back at college, like big stadium, a lot of fans. And it's just fun to be a part of.
And for you, as a 14th rounder, that's, pretty late in the draft, but what was draft day like for you? And when you heard Nationals, what was your initial reaction?
Well, so according to my agent, we didn't even know it was going to be the Nationals, but I was watching the TV with my parents, and they said my name, and I was like, well, I'm going to D.C. I mean, hey, I'm excited to be a National, and that's pretty much how it went. I was excited to get picked up, and I was just ready to keep playing.
For you now, moving forward through the rest of the season, what are some boxes that you want to check? What are some goals that you have for the rest of the year? I mean, we're 25 games left, yeah. Not a whole lot of time, but what are some things you hope to do before the end?
Just still a lot more bags. That's what I'm known for. I'm known for running, and I just want to steal a few more bags and also just help my team make it to the playoffs. I don't know where we stand as of right now, but I just want to help them play some more baseball.
Has the pitch clock been an adjustment for you as a base runner to try to get timing right, or is it a little different in pro ball than college ball as far as stealing bases go?
I honestly don't even look at the clock. I'm so locked in on the pitcher that I just do what I do and just try to get the best jump as possible.
Did you play any other sports growing up other than baseball?
Football, basketball, and I ran a little bit of track.
When did it become clear that baseball was the path you wanted to follow?
My sophomore year of high school, sadly. One of my other loves is football, and I wish I was still playing, but I love where I'm at, and I love playing baseball. So,
what was it about sophomore year that ended the football career? Was it? I hope it wasn't an injury.
No, it was just there was a lot of outside noise talking about the draft and where I could go and things like that, and I'd sat down with my parents, talked to God about it, and now I'm here. So I'm glad I made the decision, honestly.
And so are we here in Fredericksburg. Elijah Nunez here on Fred Nats On Deck. Copa night tonight, 7:05 first pitch. Elijah will be leading off for the Freddies. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.